18 after 6, there is a protest underway this morning to save two lemon-scented gums. Lemon-scented gums is as attractive an expression as Lerdadur Gorge is ugly. It's in Alphington. Two 18-year-old boys are clambering up the trees to stop them getting chainsawed down. At the protest now is protester Julie Stallwood. Julie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross. How are you?
We've had a look at this on Google Maps. They look like two beautiful trees at what doesn't appear to be a major intersection. If you're going along Heidelberg Road away from the city, you turn right and you head down towards the river.
Yes, it's a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, it is. It is a beautiful part of the world. Why do they want to cut them down?
There's a high-pressure gas pipeline that unfortunately runs underneath the trees and takes a right angle and then heads down to the river. This pipeline used to service the gas. Used to be the gas service for the paper mill.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what's the problem? The gas pipeline's there and the trees are there. Do they not get on?
Well, this is the issue. The gas company APA have detected a fault in the coating on the pipeline directly underneath the trees.
Okay, so they say the only way around it is cut the trees down.
Well, it's not the only way around it. They've had some independent engineers who have looked at some proposals that we put forward. We've got engineers in the neighbourhood, and these proposals were just to make a 45-degree angle and go around the trees, put in a new section of pipe. This is all possible, but it's more expensive than the method of just chopping the trees down and digging a great big hole.
Right. Wow. They're beautiful. They are beautiful lemon-scented gum trees. Who are the two lads who are climbing up them?
We've got Marco, who's harnessed up at the moment, and he's ready to go. They came at fantastic boys. They came at midnight last night, set up all the ropes and the seat, and he's in the harness now, and he's ready to go.
Do I take it that that Marco and the other lad are professional sort of arborists or something?
No, they're 18-year-old schoolboys.
Ah.
But they love tree climbing, and they feel passionate about trees.
Hey, is Marco there?
He is there. I'll call you mum for you, Ross.
Good on you. Hey, Marco.
Hi, Ross.
How are you, mate?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Hey, are you going to school today, or are you going to climb the trees, climb down, and go to school?
Oh, well, it's public. It's school holidays.
Of course
now,
it is.
So got time to save the trees with love.
You're obviously not afraid of heights, Marco.
No, I've been doing this for a while now, climbing.
So you sort of, it's a bit of a hobby, is it, Marco, climbing trees?
Yeah, it's become a bit of a hobby of mine. It's within my recreation time.
You're going to have safety harnesses and all that on, or are you just going to climb up naked?
I've got all the harnesses ready, all the devices such as the prussics, ready to go, all being checked by another trusted and very experienced climbers. All the gear's been checked and is graded for high loads, so it's all very safe, yeah.
Good on you, mate. Where do you go to school?
Northcote High.
Northcote High. Do they have a photograph of John Cain Sr. there in Northcote High, do they?
Yes, we do, yep.
Got a photograph of Bill Laurie, is he there?
I think so, yeah.
Marco, good luck today.
Yep, thanks a lot.